Now joining us live, friends of the show, regular contributors, Rodney and Jody Matthews, who founded and run Urban Vision.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Ryan and Hannah. Yeah.
So which of you is going to be, Hannah was indicating that you guys were going to be, is it rapping? Is that right?
That was what I heard.
We do it every Christmas.
Ron's working on getting your mic rolling here. Sorry about that. But so Jody, I guess you're up then, right?
You don't want to hear me rap.
Today's not the day.
Me neither.
No.
But we do it justice. we are talking about, as we talked earlier, you heard us talking about Kanye West and his, seems like his conversion. And we know what he needs is discipleship. Mm. I would imagine you have folks coming to Christ relatively often in your ministry because you've got a real, it's outreach based with Urban Vision. It's not like you're preaching to the choir every day. You're serving those in need in your community.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, God's command tells us to go and make disciples of all nations. And the one beautiful thing about being in North Hill is that we have many nations in our community, which I think is pretty exciting. I get pretty stoked about that. But I mean, at Urban Vision, we just made it a heart, not even amongst the kids, which we are reaching those kids, but we also we want to make disciples even amongst our staff. Now, keep in mind, our kids are grown up now, and a lot of them are on staff with us.
Yeah.
So we see this call of discipleship even going to a deeper level of rooting and building them up because we're with them, we're interacting with them, we see them in the ins and outs of life, and there's a great need to come alongside and be mentored. All of us, actually, yeah.
Yeah, we all need that, but there is that initial phase, right, where this is some people's concern with just plain old evangelism, where you're throwing the gospel at people and then going, all right, you can find Jesus. See ya. Like, we're called to make disciples.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is that important difference, Rodney, between just the conversion / discipleship?
Mm. It's interesting you asked me that question. I've been getting mentored by my own pastor, and we started reading a book called Cost of Discipleship.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yes. Yeah. And no, I'm not all the way through or anything yet. Okay. So,
not so don't quiz him.
And I give no spoilers.
But very early on, it's very focused on this cheap grace. And what you just described is what he calls cheap grace, where we give them the beginning, they get salvation, and then we leave it alone. It's done. That person never moves on to obedience. Mm-hmm. And that's what discipleship is. It's about teaching how to be obedient to Christ. How do we live for Christ every day, both in faith and obedience together and not separate? And so I think that's the thing that we're trying to do in any mentorship should be, how do we help somebody grow in both obedience and faith?
And see, that's a reflection, I think, of one of the uncomfortable realities where we often unintentionally expect people when they come to Christ to behave before they believe. Like, be like us before you profess your faith. And that's just not how it works.
No.
People will come to Christ, and then it's this slow journey of going, oh, wait, I should stop swearing. Oh, wait, I should stop getting drunk. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I should, like, there's all this stuff they don't even know about. How do you deal with that messiness where there's, like, really no knowledge for the new believer of what it means to follow Christ?
I think that part of it happens organically. Honestly, I believe the Spirit speaks to us. I think of a dear brother of mine who shares his story, his testimony all the time of his dad. Bruce Britton shares this story. He's this long-term evangelist or missionary over to Africa for 38 years, him and his wife Carol. And he always talks about the story of his dad, about how he didn't know Christ, and then he opened the Bible one day at home, read the Bible, and believed it and prayed. And then he went to work the next day, and he worked in this factory, and he was out there with all the guys, and everybody was talking and whispering to the side, and they're like, he's like, well, are you guys talking about me? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, why? We're wondering where your foul mouth went. And then he remembered he prayed the day before and received Christ, and he realized that Christ changed him. And that's how his whole faith started. So there's something that happens in us that we are aware of our sin to some level. There's also the stuff we don't know. So there's some level that God's given us that we know we need him. We know that this change has to happen. So I think there's that beginning part, and then the mentorship part is walking. And I think we have to be careful. It's not about making them like us. It's about making them like Christ.
Mm. Help us understand that distinction. Some people are like, wait, what do you mean? Because I follow Christ.
Yeah. I think that mentoring to me is usually sharing my mistakes, okay? Not necessarily sharing just to be like me. So if we want – I'm a math guy, so I like numbers.
Uh-oh,
I look at it, okay? So if you look at it as Christ is 100% and I'm pointing you towards 100%, well, if you fall short, you're still 90. But if you're looking at me and I'm 50% and I'm pointing somebody towards me, they fall short, they're at 40%. Where do you want somebody to be, 90 or 40? So you want to point towards the one who's perfect, not towards the one who's imperfect, mm-hmm. and learn from my mistakes. But everybody's on a different path. So if I'm pointing them towards my path, it's a different path.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have things to teach? We're blessed that we have a number of great people who can do mentoring at our ministry to our young people, and they don't stay with one person all the time. Why? Because there's value in learning from others different ways. Jody and I learn and connect to Christ in different ways. So there's different ways for people to connect. And if we're saying there's only one way, there is only one way to God through Christ, but there's not only one way to learn about Christ.
Yeah, I mean, if you were giving too many equations to me, I'd go to Jody and be like, listen, this guy's using math too much. I was told there'd be no math.
I need someone new.
Hopefully that was simple enough for you.
No, I didn't get that. It actually makes a ton of sense to me. And I was – thank you to all my math teachers who got me at least that far. But Jody, I know you've mentioned to us off air that there is this pattern you realize that shows the importance of mentorship and discipleship, where mm-hmm. it's easy for the new believer to become complacent, right?
Right. Yeah, it is. And I think that for all of us, I think we step out of, we have to walk. It's a journey. Like you said, we have to walk with Christ. And it's not about checking off the box that I spent my time with God. But how can we encourage that hungering and thirsting after God? How can we get that heart that says, I want to know God? And so, and that's not just something that we can check off a list, but I do believe spending time in God's word positions us, as I heard on Tony Evans the other day, it positions us to be able to hear from God's spirit so that we're ready to flow with him when we are doing the habitual thing. But we need to encourage our young people. We need to encourage people that we're mentoring that it is a journey, it is a process, and that we need to, our end goal is to really know Christ and understand his heart and reflect that in our lives.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the mistakes we make is how excited we get about conversions. Some churches even like make lists of it. It's like, oh, I've seen one church. There's a rose for every conversion, as if that's a destination, you know? Mm. No, there's nothing wrong with celebrating someone giving their life to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what you're saying is we have to remember it's not the moment of the prayer confessing faith in Christ.
Right.
It's about the journey.
Right. And I think actually Rodney and I were talking about it has to be intentional. You know, we think that something like this is just going to happen, but we, you know, we've come up with a little plan at Urban Vision. Rodney's developed of how can we be accountable to one another? How can we have a plan to get to our spiritual goals that we'd like to get to? How can we know Christ more? And how can we walk with you in this journey? And Rodney mentioned very clearly is not just sharing, oh, we've got it all together, because we don't. Oftentimes, I'm usually sharing with the young people my struggles or my fears and being very real with someone saying, you know what, we're going to get there, but one day at a time, and his grace is sufficient, as you were talking about with Kanye.
And one of the pieces of that, I like that you use the word intentional, because mm-hmm. I even just had a conversation with my friend Noelle, who she was my... Noelle Beck, she was mm-hmm. my, what would that be called? My youth group leader mm-hmm. when I was in seventh grade. And she still is the biggest mentor and now friend in my life 20 years later. Mm-hmm. And we've been through so many seasons and decisions and things where she's helped disciple me and mentor me through mm-hmm. life with Jesus. But honestly, it was just this summer that she intentionally met with me and a few friends for 8 weeks in a row and created this intentional discipleship curriculum that she called spiritual boot camp that helped you understand these five rhythms of how to grow in your relationship with God: prayer, worship, reading the Bible, hearing from God. So it was like going through these intentionally for 8 weeks.
That's great.
And I told her, honestly, in my 20 years of being discipled by you, those 8 weeks were some of the most powerful.
Yeah.
And it was because it was intentional. Like, we sat down for an hour and a half every week for 8 weeks in a row. And the growth in me personally from that was huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
but
awesome.
It takes the intentionality and being proactive on, is it not just, oh, I'm leading this organization and my volunteers are seeing how I'm leading, so they're learning, versus I'm sitting down and actually having conversations about what this looks like in their lives, you know?
Right. I often use the illustration with, you know, the kids, you know, you see that fan next to that wall, but it's not going to work unless you, what, plug it in to mm-hmm. the source of its power. And when we can know how to teach a Bible story, we can know how to help kids at our SOS program. But if we are truly not plugged in, and with those things that you just mentioned, prayer, worship, studying God's word, if we're not plugged into the source, we're really accomplishing nothing. We're really not walking in the power that God intended us to walk in, fulfilling the potential that he really wants us, and to really reach the world and to build his kingdom. So, yeah.
Well, since you two are interacting so often with people who are new in their faith, what does that intentional disciple making look like for you? Because it sounds like you have, dare I say, a formula for this? I don't know if you want to use that word, but.
I don't like that word. As much as I like math,
I don't like that formula.
I was trying to speak your language.
You failed, Brian.
Rotten knees, right?
Is it a proof from geometry? Or?
No, many times I think I think our mindset is we want a formula. We love plus B equals C. And but the reality is everybody's on a different path. And so many times it is about where have they come from? How can we connect to them? And what is their next steps? So I think the only thing you can say for sure is that you have to sit down and you have to talk with them.
Like,
and you have to find out where they're at. How?
What do you do? What do you say?
Well, Hannah just said, you know, she got a phone call and said, hey, I want to meet with you for 8 weeks. Well, you sit down and you say, hey, you know, you've made this decision at the point of even accepting Christ. You know, as a believer, we should be saying, if it isn't me, I know somebody. I want to get you involved in this next steps. Let's talk about how can this decision that you just made flourish. And so, like, what is the next steps to that? Well, it's discipleship, and God calls you to obedience, and I want to have somebody there to teach you about this. So how do you walk through that knowing how to connect? Either it's you yourself taking them as far as you can go or getting them involved in another thing that you might know about. That looks different for everybody.
But now somebody might say, look, I'm not a pastor, Rodney. I can't disciple. I'm not qualified.
Well, then get in the Word yourself and learn how to get connected to God. If you do that, then you can teach them what you do.
Exactly.
Everybody can do that. If it is what you are, if you're following Christ yourself, you can disciple to a certain point. We can only take them as far as we go ourselves, I believe. But then there's always something else. There's somebody else. God's going to provide a way. But I think we're called to be obedient in what we're saying and what we're doing in the lives of those that are around us.
I actually like what you said, Rodney, because, you know, think about, well, I just wanted to say that on the air and off, but you know, it is because there's an accountability. There's a follow-up there. There's a something that says, I'm willing to walk with you in this journey and I'm willing to ask you and to follow up with you. And even when you're not doing that awkward, uncomfortable moment where you're saying, I don't know, but you're like, hey, I still love you and I know you love me, but let's see, how can we fix this, tweak this, and go, you know, the whole thing. So,
well, because there is something to say about the time commitment of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's an expression of love in and of itself, because it's way easier to go, here's how you believe in Jesus. Do you agree with that? All right, see ya.
Right.
Now I'm done. Yeah.
They're saved. We celebrate. Next. Yeah.
And yet there's so much work to be done. And
I think
it's time.
One of the big things that I have been learning just recently, though, is often when I have been discipled, I've been being pointed to other Christian resources.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a Christian pastor. Here's a Christian radio. Here's a Christian book to read. Here's a Christian pastor to listen to. And it's been interesting, even me this past year, learning the huge difference between learning from Christians versus being taught how to interact with God.
Mm.
Those are two very different things. And I'm just thinking, as you guys are doing this with new believers, how cool it is, kind of what you're saying, Ronnie, like if you yourself are intentionally interacting with the creator of the universe every day, it gives you this way to connect people to him directly in this beautiful way. Because it's easier to be like, oh, here, read this book. Oh, here, listen to this podcast. And those things aren't bad.
They're helpful.
But how you're saying the obedience, like teaching obedience, that comes out of our interactive relationship with God. Like, we don't know what he's asking us.
There was disciples
at
the very beginning, and they didn't have any of those books.
Yeah.
They didn't have any of those podcasts.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a following of Christ, and it's through relationship. You know, I think some of the best discipleship making is when you have a great relationship with the person already. And that's kind of what you just talked about with Noel. You know, you guys had that for 20 years. And so there's a trust and there's an understanding of who it is that's mentoring you. I think there's a lot of value in that. And I think we have that with our young staff that we mentor. You know, we ask them. I sat down, like Jody was talking about, it's like I met with everyone on my staff, said, who do you want to be your spiritual accountability partner? That's someone who's at the same level as you that you should touch base with once a week. Are you doing your plan? And then who do you want as your mentor? Who do you look up to spiritually that's ahead of you, that's walked the path that you say, yeah, that's kind of the path I want to walk. Pick somebody, and then we're going to make sure that you're doing that. You're going to spend time with them.
That's great stuff, you guys. I love hanging out with Rodney and Jody Matthews of Urban Vision in Akron. You guys are doing a great work for the kingdom in a community that needs Jesus, just like any other one. But there are some unique needs there. I know if you're always looking for folks to give or to volunteer. How can folks learn more about getting involved in Urban Vision?
Well, you can call us. Our phone number, 330-762-1163. Ask for Regina for volunteering opportunities. We are definitely in need of that. Or you can visit our website at urbanvisionministry.org.
urbanvisionministry.org. Or come to us. If you didn't get that and you're driving, don't worry about it. Just text us or email us and we'll get you connected to Urban Vision. Love what you guys are doing and honored to stand with you talking about something so important like discipleship.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys too.